Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. Welcome back. We've been moving the studio and everything, so thanks for your patience, everyone, to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you do, because this might be the last conversation I actually do. I don't know if you've heard about this, but the U.S. got out of the Paris Climate Accord, and we're all going to die because we're going to have global warming. So, you know, thank you for your listening, because after tomorrow, we're all going to, you know, because Al Gore and all his stuff. Hey. I mean, and if you're sad that we got out of that Paris Accord, then you're not as smart as a second grader. I'm just saying. It's just ridiculous. You know, I learned in earth science that at what point on Earth did our temperatures not change? I'm going to get into... I left Paris because of the hammer attack. They're investigating it as a terror attack, as the, The French interior minister said that he said this is for Syria. And he used a hammer. What did Trump say? Oh yeah, we're not talking about guns because this attack involved a knife and a car. I think we need to ban hammers. I'm just saying, you know. See, I love to have a president that actually is, okay, a gun wasn't used. He's not talking about it. I'm going to get into this cleaning company who actually will donate 2 hours for 2 hours. Like, I think it's like a week, every week for like 4 months for cancer patients. Incredible. Also, I got to give it out to Potter's Lane. It's in California. It's not your typical apartment complex. They've taken, like, abandoned and old, like, shipping crates, and they've turned them into apartments for homeless people and for the vets, that is. And it's just amazing what they're doing. I'm going to get into that. And much, much more. So I'm going to welcome you to the conversation that you're a part of. Isaiah 29:13. So the Lord says, these people say they are mine. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And their worship of me is nothing but man-made rules learned by rote. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, and welcome to the conversation. I want to thank you so much. We had to get all the technology switched from one place to another and all that. So we got the studio up and going. And thank you so much for tuning in. Wow. What a conversation. What a week. What a week. You know, the big thing, as you all know, is we've left the Paris Climate Accord. Yep. That means those countries, we're not going to be giving you billions of dollars. Okay, let's say we stayed in this Paris Climate Accord, but we did nothing. We don't really recycle. They've actually proven that in Canada when they took like plastic cups and stuff and they put tags on them that they can trace them, and they found out that like Tim Hortons and Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts and a bunch of these places, they went into the recycler bin in the store. And where did it end up? In the trash. Go figure. But if we do nothing, what difference does it make? But let's say we don't join the Paris Accord, but we do all this stuff to help the environment. Is the Paris Accord really going to change anything if we don't do anything, or if we do You know, just because we do something, you don't need the Paris Climate Accord to make change. You don't have to agree that there's global warming to sit there and try to make caps that use less plastic and recycle stuff. And sure, it gets recycled. And sure, it gets reused. That's what, you know, like take your, if you live in a state like I do where you don't pay for the cans and then you get the deposit back later, take the cans and recycle them. Well, you get money for it. The 25 or 6 cents or whatever a pound or whatever for the aluminum. That way you know it's getting recycled because they paid you money. And they've got to recoup their loss somehow. I mean, seriously. All these people, oh, the world's going to, you know, when we got out of that, when Trump came to the Rose Garden and announced that we were no longer in the Paris Climate Accord, they should have played It's the End of the World as We Know It. But I'm sure REM would probably be like, you didn't get our permission. You know, they probably sued copyright or some bull crap. But anyways, I just had that song going through my head because it's ridiculous. Something that's going on, I think it's in Arkansas or Alabama. I think it's Alabama. I'm going to get into because it proves my point. Well, we'll get into it right now. Okay. If you don't do anything to try to make stuff better, if you don't like try to shrink the amount of plastic in a lid, or you don't try to recycle or reduce or reuse, it doesn't matter. Nothing's going to change. Being a part of the climate accord or not, it doesn't matter. When I think it's Alabama, where they have strengthened the work criteria. See, in Alabama, I think I'm 99% sure it's Alabama. They're making the food stamps true, where it's like, okay, these are to help you get by when you can't make it and you're working. Okay, your wife's working two jobs, you're working a job, and you still can't make ends meet. Here's some extra money to help you pay some, get some food on your table. Okay? And when they've done that, when they've made the requirements for work, when they've increased the work requirements, the usage of food stamps have gone down. Go figure that. You actually work, you don't need them. What a concept, folks. Just like the Paris Accord. If we do stuff as a nation to make the earth better, you don't have to believe in climate change to sit there and say, okay, yeah, I want to try to reduce and reuse stuff that doesn't really biodegrade. There you go, folks. You can make change without having to be a part of them, because that thing is bullcrap. See, the Paris Climate Accord to me is like Solyndra. Let's just flush money down the toilet. Joining the Paris Climate Accord to me is kind of like what I've talked about with the Obamacare. They spent $360 million rolling out Obamacare. There's 317 million Americans. Why didn't they all give us $1 million and they would have still saved money? What common sense? I'm just saying, you know. But there's a new driver's law that if you're a new driver in Louisiana, you may soon be required to take a class on how to act during a traffic stop. Yeah, this is not a joke. What? Yeah. My producer's like, are you kidding me? I said, no, this is actual. Yeah. So what you're going to do is you're going to, okay, now when the officer, okay, class, will you please, class, sit your ass down. Okay, folks, when a police officer comes up to your car during a traffic accident, you need to be calm and collect and have your driver's license and your vehicle registration ready to hand to him. If he asks you for your license, don't tell him it's in the back. Okay? Isn't that the bumper back there, man? I'm just saying. I mean, like we really need to...
My dad loved me when I got my license. He sat there, he shut up, and he answered the question.
Nowadays, well, I guess it's because they don't want to sit there and be like, you know, because... So do they have like two classes? Yo, what's up, homies? Yo, yeah, for white guy, a cop, you know, he pull you over, you know, you need this, you need to tell him what's up, you know what I'm saying? You know, when he coming, you know, you need to, the man gonna be coming to your car, man, you need to be ready, man. Don't get out of that car, man. Don't know what he tells you, man. You don't have to search your car, man. You can refuse to search. Have him get that canine. Just because you black, that mean you got dope in the car. I mean, they're going to have like two classes. I mean, my parents taught me. Okay, he's an authority figure. If he does something wrong, then you sit there and, okay, then we deal with that. But hey. It's one of those things that, you know, now we have to teach our kids how to behave. Hello, folks. Welcome to First Period. We're going to show you how to behave at the movie theater. Okay? And then tomorrow, we're going to teach you how to behave at the dentist office. Act all real nervous that we can get more nitrous. Lift it up, man. Well, normally whenever I've had it done, they just inject a needle. And usually the dentist would say, oh, you shouldn't feel any pain there at all. There's something majorly wrong. There's no nerve there. Well, if you've had a root canal in the tooth, there would be no. Okay, my dentist would be... No, hold on. I'm going to get, no, because my dentist would be like, hey, there's no, you shouldn't feel pain while you are. That's, you need to figure out why. So do I. I mean, I love my dentist. I just don't like going to the dentist. Just on a quick note, if anyone wants to donate $3.2 million to me so I can buy the Concord Speedway, feel free. Information later. But as I get back into what I was talking about, it's ridiculous what we have to have classes for. You know? Our parents talked to us about certain things, and some did, some didn't. But like the majority of the things in life, we got from our parents. Not now. That's the government's job. It's the government's job to do everything. I just don't understand. I guess I'm wrong. You know, there's some things the government's good for, and when I figure it out, I'll let you know. This is awesome, and I want to get to this story. A cleaning company offers free services to cancer patients. A local cleaning company is offering cancer patients in Virginia Beach the gift of time by providing 2 hours of cleaning free of charge over a four-month period. Because of our busy lifestyles, an expectation is that I want to give people back some of the time in their life. Lee Sheridan, owner of Two Maids and a Mop, told WTKR, sometime back in the day, that we need to do this, and they're offering people with stage 4 breast cancer and other things the services of cleaning their house for them and helping them out some. And that's just, I mean, it's just awesome that they're going out of their way. Solyndra has had Two Maids and a Mop at her house twice over the past 2 months as the company aims to clean patients' homes every month for a 4-month period, the news outlet reported. That's just amazing. That's just, they don't have to do that. Of course, you know, if liberals get a hold of the story, well, you know, they're just trying to, well, say whatever you want. They're doing something. They're doing something awesome. It's just awesome. That's all I can say about it. You know, Two Maids and a Mop, if you use them, great. If you don't, start using them because you're donating to a great company and a great cause. And that's just, I think that's a great story because I've personally know some people that have had very bad experiences with cleaning companies, and including my own. So it's kind of nice. Okay, CNN doesn't ever tell the truth because they're denying that they staged the pro-Muslim shoot after the London terror attacks. Yeah, what did I say to you a long time ago, 3 years ago even, that if you had video footage of Barack Obama killing someone, they would deny it? There's photos and stuff of them actually staging this thing. It's not make-believe here, folks. I mean, CNN, we did not stage that pro-Muslim attack. I just got Bill Clinton in my head. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I had intercourse. There's a big difference. Oh wow, that'd have been funny if he'd. That would have been a great Saturday Night Live skit. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I had intercourse. There's a big difference. I did it one time, and I didn't like it. I didn't inhale. She didn't swallow. Okay, I'm going to move on, folks. I'm going to move on. That's wrong. But anyways. No, she didn't. Well, I'm not Hillary Clinton, okay? I don't have to have my questions or stuff. Yeah, anyways. But I do. I always run stuff by my wife, but I didn't run that one by my wife. But anyways. I mean, come on. I mean, how? I don't get it. When there's photos, well, of course, they're probably CGI. They can't be real. Okay. But this is another words I want to get to this article. This is, yes, CNN busted again for trying to stage fake satellite interview between the reporters in the same parking lot. I mean, come on. Just admit you suck. I mean, you're more news than Trump. But then, you know, they're still having all these like impeachment talks. He's done nothing to be impeached. Done nothing to, but you know, of course he hasn't, you know. But they still gotta bring it up, you know, at least I think they've stopped trying to plan like impeachment rallies. Because at least I think they're getting smart enough to realize that there's no basis for impeachment right now. So, anyways, I just think it's funny. I mean, I'm one of those people, you may not agree with me. You may not. 100%. Yeah, I don't expect you to kiss my butt on everything I say. But at the same time, if I say something and I'm like, okay, wait a minute here, that was wrong. I didn't mean to say that, whatever. Sorry, that's not, you know, I misspoke, or that, hey, this turned out to be not the case. But like I said, what Obama uses, his, when he sit there and say, okay, yeah, I need to sit there and say, he could have used the martial law card to stay in office. Did he? No. Could he have? Yes. Did I say he would? No. I never said he would. I said he could.
You said you would. I
said. Yeah. There's a big difference. You know? That's why I watch Scott Grove from Groovy Music Lessons, and he's the same way. He's like, I'll tell you when it's a fact, when they have proven fact, or when it's my opinion. That's how I am. But this is the problem we have. And I'm glad Ariana Grande did a benefit concert. She's doing stuff and she's being there. But we need more than just sunshine and cupcakes and rainbows. Something's got to happen. Okay, they don't want peace. These Muslims are going to attack and attack and attack and attack. Being the greatest person you can be, being there for others, helping people out, doing stuff, that is what a Christian is. Helping others, doing, going out of your way. This is a situation where you want to reach the peak, the pinnacle. You want to be known as a hero. Well, you need to sit there and strap a bomb to yourself and stab a bunch of people, and if they try to shoot you, detonate the bomb. Take a van, because you're going to go get 72 red-haired virgins, and you're going to... They want us dead. Sorry, folks. They don't want peace. They want you dead. You can pray all you want, and we need that, but also we need to do something. They're not going away, folks. Okay, we have a cockroach problem, but we're just going to pray that they go away. We're not going to try to, we're going to leave all the food on the floor. We're not going to get pest repellent. We're not going to try to vacuum them up. We're just going to pray them away. Probably not going to do too much. At least France is calling the hammer attack today at the outside the Church of Notre Dame, the cathedral, a terror incident. And that cathedral is gorgeous. I've been there a couple times. Oh, it's, imagine if that was your church. I went there and I saw a service one time. It's just, oh wow, it's just like, it's amazing. But at least they're calling it terror. At least they're, you know. That's a start. But then you got to think of, what are they actually doing? I mean, are they trying to actually do something to, I don't know, like, I guess saying it's terror is like saying, okay, honey, our basement's flooded. We need to, yeah, our basement's, well, great. Sort of like that, what is that show? Tommy Boy. Smell like pine tree perfume. Taxi cab air freshener, sure. Great, you pinpointed it. Step two is washing it off. Okay, we've identified it's terror. How do we stop it? How do we prevent it? Something has to be done. Something has to be done, because these people don't want peace. I think they like Trump because he's going to fight back and it's going to bring more chaos, which they believe is going to bring the savior. Ariana Grande. But I guess Trump is denied that he says that he will not use executive privilege and block the former FBI director James Comey from testifying before Congress. So I guess he believes that there's nothing that he has that's going to be, yeah, he has nothing to hide. And if he used it, they'd be like, oh, what's he hiding? But if it was Obama doing it, well, he has every darn right to. He should. Yep. See, it's amazing the correlations of something that happens when a Democrat's in office versus a Republican and how the media treats it. They would praise one person. Well, you know, they want to call me fired. How dare he? Fire him, fire him, fire him. Now they're like, oh, I can't believe all the humanity Trump atrociously fires Comey. Whatever. The prime minister, like in France, who said, okay, this terror level is going to be high. We're keeping it high. We're doing something. I'm sorry, but, you know, this ISIS issue is way bigger a threat to me than saying that Trump is in cahoots with Russia. I mean, they were doing some exercises over the Baltic Sea with a B-52, and I guess Russian planes intercepted in international airspace. So we're not 100% buddy-buddy, but, you know, ISIS is attacking us. When Russia attacks us, then we need to attack back. But until that point, it's kind of like saying, okay, the basement's flooding here. Well, we need to be here because this basement might flood. Well, no, this one's flooding and this one's got water in it. We need to take care of it now. You know, you have a basement that might flood and one that's flooding. Which do you think you should care about? Basement that's flooding. Okay. You act like Russia and Trump are in cahoots. You have no evidence of it. And you're trying to push our attention to that when ISIS is killing people around the world, including in the U.S. I mean, something's got to give, folks. But don't worry, we'll just get CNN on it. They'll screw it up. Don't worry. Never fear, CNN will screw it up. But they don't, you know. It's like these. But you know, and then they, I don't get this because. I mean, I just don't understand. Because where was Antifa before Obama? Where was Black Lives Matter before Obama? Where was all this divide before Obama? I never saw it. But you have Blacks Only Memorial Day Party and all these, like, people that want to have separate dormitories and separate graduations. I mean, if you really look into our history, when Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, that was, if you read the bill and everything, he freed them to be able to go back to Africa, their home country. That's what the thing was meant to do. It never happened. But hey, you know, all of a sudden, all these Blacks are being oppressed. Or what they will say is, well, we've always been oppressed. We're just now stepping up. And okay, well, I would love to know where my white privilege is, because I can sure in the heck use this, huh? I wish I had that white privilege, whatever it is. I don't know. I'm so tired of all these race carters. Well, see, this is bullcrap. See, if I was white, it would get put on diapers. Actually, you need to take them off. Learn how to wear real underwear and use the toilet. So sick and tired of these people that blame everything on the fact that they're lazy. I've known people that tried to blame the fact that they got fired on their color when they didn't do anything. I mean, you got to understand one thing, folks. We're in a transitional stage in this country where a lot of the people, a lot of the things are going to the wayside. People are getting a tax ID number and, okay, I'm going to buy this stuff wholesale and sell it myself on eBay. And if people know what they're doing, why spend $20 at a store for when I can sell it for 10? Because there's not 5 middlemen. You know, I gotta get in. Oh Lord, this is hilarious. I don't even know how a toddler could listen to Michael Moore. Today, I am launching Trumpy Links, a site that will enable courageous whistleblowers to privately communicate with me and my team. I want to get on that dang Trumpy Links. I'll be like, hey, buddy, you're a freaking moron, okay? I've got evidence of it. I got video of it. There's like 10 movies that has a guy that looks just like you that's a freaking moron. I'll show it to you. I will. I'll get thrown off that site. I've been thrown off of Hillary sites. What's the difference? I know. I got to get into this because I've been reading this article, and this is awesome. But the responses have been great. Army offers up $90,000 bonuses to lure some of the troops back that were let go during the time off. You know, because of the latest budget proposal and stuff. They're going to revamp the army and stuff. And this one guy goes, to kill goat rapers and piss off liberals, I'll rejoin for free. And I'm like, sign me up. I'd be there. I couldn't physically, but, you know, I mean, just a lot of people, like, if it means doing whatever, I'd join. Because it's nice to know we have a president that can call the problem what it is. See, that's the problem we've had. A lot of countries will call it what it is, but then they don't do anything about it. Oh, see, yeah, he's an extreme terrorist. We cannot bunch him with these nice immigrants that came in here. Well, unfortunately, you're going to have to. Remember, folks, 9% of the Nazi German, well, I just said it, 9% of the Germans were Nazis. The rest were irrelevant because they did nothing. I'm not saying, I mean, okay, I can have this immigrant come into my house. Okay, yeah, he just sat there and called out a bunch of extremists. They were going to plot to blow up this building and do this, and they called them out. They sold them out, and they're selling out in their tone. Okay, if that started happening on mass scale where a bunch of these, quote, peaceful Muslims started calling out these radicals, okay. But I don't see that happening. I'm not saying, it's unfortunate, but, you know, that's, you know, when they raid a house, when they raid a house, they don't always get a bad guy. Sometimes, oh, we're sorry, folks, but, you know, I mean, we got intelligence that there was a meth lab here and there's not. Sorry. You know, sorry if we have to go after some people and treat some people that probably are good people bad, just because in the end, if you're not doing anything wrong, you're not going to be harmed. It's not like our army saying, okay, yeah, you know, if you're good, they're not going to do anything to you. But that's the problem. Let me tell you something, folks. Sorry about you gays and liberals, but all Muslims hate gays. You're like bacon to them. They won't eat you. Okay? I think what I honestly think is going to happen is I've been trying to figure out what's going to be the left strategy now, because I honestly believe that a lot of this stuff that they, oh, we're going to get them on this, and they're making up all this crap, and it's not coming to fruition. You know, this didn't happen, this ain't happening. They have, okay, what do we do now? Because we have, okay, we don't have a full house. He's calling our bluff. What do? We've put in a lot of chips. And he's, okay, show him. You know, you thought you would get a bunch of chips down and he would fold and you had nothing. And he called your bluff. You know, they don't know what to do now, because Trump's like, bring it on, buddy. Bring it on, because I ain't going anywhere. I'm the president, and stuff's going to get done. And that's how it is. Okay. Wow. L.A. mayor encourages illegals to riot and attack ICE. Well, then Trump needs to say that ICE has the ability to shoot him dead. Done. Lord, what do these people, thank God I don't live in California. Thank God. Well, it's put your money where your mouth is what it really is. And he put his foot where his mouth is, and he needs to shut the heck up. Oh, I guess they haven't done anything illegal. I mean, they're just here illegal. I mean, what the heck? They're just getting benefits. I can't live off the government, and I can't, but, you know, whatever. I'm just saying, folks. I don't get it. Eric, you are a freaking moron. You need to attack ICE. Okay, that's why usually when they raid, they have riot gear on, and they have AK-47s and tear gas. What I would love to say is, I would love to go up to Eric and say, Eric, okay, so let's say that the illegal immigrants fight back and they kill an ICE agent. I want you to respond to the family of that killed ICE agent. I want you to talk to their kids and tell them why their dad's dead.
Over their
crime. Oh, of course. Because that's how he gets elected. He gets elected by their illegal votes. Got 20 minutes or so left, and about 19 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in around the world. I don't understand this. Let's bomb that. We need to sit there and let's get these illegals in here, because they're illegal and they need to be kept here, because I mean, they're real beneficial to this country, because like 99% of their paycheck goes right down to Mexico. And I've known people that have hired them, and that's where 90% of their paycheck goes. Don't 37 years later, folks, D-Day, we honor their victory. While at work, there's somebody out of confidentiality, I can't say who it is, but they put up a huge display of World War II memorabilia. All authentic uniforms, hats from German officers and U.S. officers and helmets and just, I'm a history buff, so I looked at that thing like 10 times today. So during my lunch was like 4 times. I went up and looked at them and ate my lunch and went up and looked at it and came back and looked at it again. Just incredible. Took video of it. Just, it was just awesome just to see some of those relics. And they had a chair that was actually in Adolf Hitler's eagle's nest. Just ink. I mean, just amazing to see pieces of history. And guess what, folks? There was no do not touch signs on there because we knew not to touch it. But then we have respect for artifacts. There's actually a Stars and Stripes newspaper that says Nazis surrender, I think it was. And I'm like, I was almost in tears to see, because you're standing, staring, looking at history, that the troops would have gotten that newspaper and it would have said, hey, because I had ancestors that played dead for 3 days. So it's just those facts are just amazing. Just to see some of that old hats and it was really cool. Hard to believe how long it is. 73 years, wow. But I get that way at my age, you know, like, wow, it's been like hard to believe. Like, how long has Jerry been dead now? Wow. Just, you know, just things like that. Like, remember when we used to go to the roller skating rink and now they're like almost obsolete? Or if they, because I remember they built one here and I heard that one of this major donor gave like $500,000 to get it up and running and it never really lasted. They did like 6 New Year's Eve things. They're like at like, and I think the New Year's Eve things were like, but they did like a 5 o'clock New Year's Eve thing for like young kids. And then they did like, I think they did like a lock in overnight. Stuff like that, but they never survived really. I had one friend that went to that place and they said, when I was a kid, I was afraid I was going to be hit by the adults. And then when I became an adult, I was afraid I was going to hit all the kids. But then it's like, we're like in West Lafayette where we live, they spent like a crap load of money, like 300 some thousand plus to build this little outdoor ice skating rink. And I'm like, I'm looking at the thing and I'm like, I was thinking like, wow, I thought it'd be, but I mean, I couldn't ice skate there because like, there's like usually like so many people that like, heck, you're probably like less than a foot away from someone in front of you or behind you. So if you want to turn around and skate backwards or do anything, you won't, you know, and I'd be, because, like, I think somewhere, like, near where my sister lived, they have, like, an ice skating rink inside, and you can rent skates, and that's fun. Went up there, and I was doing, like, I was doing all this stuff, and going backwards skating, doing all this stuff, and this guy come up, never seen me before, because I don't love their horse. Because normally, like, I'm usually here a lot, I've never seen you before, so, yeah, I'm just up here with my sister. He goes, man, you're pretty darn good. I said, thanks. How long have you been skating? This is my first time. He goes, I wasn't born yesterday. No, how long have you been skating? I said, no, this is my first time. He goes, holy crap. He goes, you're doing things that I spend weeks teaching people. I said, well, to my defense, I have a pair of rollerblade inline skates and I've skated, I've gone down hills in Vermont, keeping up with cars going 45, 50 miles an hour. So, I, you know, I'm just trying to translate the rollerblade to the ice skate. And he goes, yeah, it's not the same, but it's similar. Yes, okay, yeah, that could make sense. Yeah, I can see how. Yeah, it's not the same, but yeah, I get what you're saying. But you know, it's a lot of fun. But oh, wow, it's just hard to believe how time flies. That's why, like, I don't want to bring this up, because whenever I say, like, okay, we need to move on past racism. We need to move on, but we need to never forget that there was slaves in this country. There was racism in this country. Don't forget that, but we're harping on something that I think they're trying to make it out bigger than it is. I just feel too many people are trying to, let me see what freebies I can get for claiming racism. I think it's like the man who cried, for every person that's claiming that they're being discriminated, there's probably about one or two for every like 200 or 300. So, like I've said, I'm not saying it's not there. I don't think it's as huge as they make it out to be. So, Clay County, Missouri Sheriff and Kansas City, Missouri Police Department gave a 3-year-old aspiring police officer a surprise of a lifetime when they dropped by her lemonade stand because she was saving up money from the lemonade stand to get a police uniform, and they brought her by one. That is so awesome. Because I know whenever I had lemonade stands, it'd be like, okay, well, this is like the third one you've done, and you haven't made, and you didn't make any money to pay back the first one you did, let alone the second or third or fourth. When are you going to realize that you're probably not going to make any money with this lemonade stand? Unless you charge like $20 for a cup of lemonade, and then it better be unlimited, because that's the only way you're going to get someone to pay for it. And then they'd say, screw you, because they can get a container of Country Time lemonade and make like 10 gallons worth for like $1.15 at the Save Mart. Thanks, Mom. That would be your mother. Yes, that would be. And, you know, thanks for encouraging me. Why don't you say, hey, let's pack this thing up. Let's put some vodka in the sun, bitch, and let's take it down, and we'll get, you know. No, my mom ain't now. But yeah, lemonade stands, my day. Huh. Okay, we've been here for 5 hours and had one car go by. So even if we had 100% of the passersby take lemonade, it'd still be one person. What's funny though, I remember one time, this is totally off the subject, but like we put like a 2 sticks and a football in the middle of the road, like late at night, seeing what happens if a car came by. And for like 3 hours, a car never came by. We were young kids. It's the same road that we put the lemonade stand on there. But no defense where my parents live. It's kind of, if you know where my parents live, that, yeah, but 99% of you won't. That was like out in the boondocks. People would tell me, why do you want to live way out there? Now it's like a mile from where they live is a Walmart, and 2 miles from there is a Meijer, and you know, they're like in the city now, but back then it's like, why would you want to live way out there? Anyways, folks, got about 8 minutes left in the program, and what a UEFA Champions League final. Real Madrid versus Juventus, 4-1. And I think the whole story of the match, even though they lost, was Mandzukic's like bicycle kick score. Oh my, it was incredible. I'm just like, cha-ching. I'm like, it's considered one of the greatest goals of all time. It was incredible. Wow. I want to get into this because this is huge news. Manchester United's 52.4 million pound bid for Real Madrid forward Alvar Morata was rejected. No, it wasn't, but it was one of them. But he didn't care if Rooney was there or not. But if this is out of Sky Sport out of England, and it's 60 million euros they offered him, and so. But David De Gea was not included in the offer. While Real Madrid was thought to want in the range of 78 million for the forward, the Spain international scored 20 goals in all competitions for Real last season as a club clinched to La Liga and the Champions League. I don't know if he's worth, I mean, I think if they offered him 52.4 million pounds, approximately 60 million euros, that is a very fair deal. I could see them, you know, maybe going up to like 65 million euros. But I can't wait till, I think it's in August, the Super Cup, where United takes on Real Madrid, the winner of the Champions League and the UEFA League and the Europa League, they play. It's going to be an interesting game, but I think now that we're in the Champions League, I think Mourinho is going to be able to get some players that may not have if he hadn't have won. But I think there's some people that I think in the transfer window that are probably going to expect more. But I don't really think the Real Madrid didn't come out and say, okay, well, 70 million is yours. So, I mean, that's one issue right there. That it's not like they instantly said, okay, here you go. Here's, you know, you get 59 million pounds and he will take, you can have him. I mean, and if he was wanting to be there, they may have said, hey, if you'll pay this, you can have him. I don't really think there was an offer from Real or a counter offer, so it's going to be interesting in this offseason to see how the transfer window takes off and who goes where. And I think Gabby De Gea is probably going to stay at United, so Rooney, I'm not sure. We'll have to wait and see how that turns out, but if someone wants him, he can possibly go, but I don't think he wants to. I know he doesn't want to, but I want to get into a little bit of NASCAR and IndyCar. As you know, at the Detroit Belle Isle road course, Saturday and Sunday, they were dominated both by Graham Rahal. He won them both. Incredible. They were both, I listened to them on via the Philco, my radio, my little app. So they were incredible, both races. So Graham Rahal won the first one. Scott Dixon came in second. In the second race, Dixon came in sixth. Alexander Rossi did about sixth to seventh in both. So it was just, it's a great track. It'd be cool to go to someday. It's just beautiful up there from what I've been told. And just to see, you know, Graham Rahal dominate both races, that was just what to expect. And I know I'm going to quick get just into the NASCAR race a little bit because I wish I would have put money on this, because I remember they said, like, Jimmy's starting in last place, but don't put that by him. He's going to do what it takes to get to the front. And I said, of course he is. He's going to win the damn race. And he did. That's why he's so successful, because he does not want to be. He wants to be in front of that car in front of him, no matter how many laps he is down. Now, Dale's will always be more of a, his will always be better victories than Junior's, because he actually, I mean Johnson's, because there's actually photos of him working on his own engines. He was working on his own cars, where nowadays you would have a mechanic that's working on that engine specifically, and, you know, someone that's been to school and that's all they do. And so, but I'm just waiting to see Chase Elliott finally break loose and get in there and get that win, get that first elusive win. I hope he's not going to turn out to be like a Michael Waltrip, where it's like his 270th career start and then finally wins one. I hope by the end of this year, I think Chase Elliott will have a victory. He's just been so close too many times. I don't see how he can't. About 90 seconds left in the program, folks. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. But it's just, I think Chase is going to get a victory in there. Yeah, Brad Keselowski, of course, my driver, had all kinds of problems, so he was 38th. But hey, you know, the Polish can't win them all. We try, though. But it's just, I'm still trying to get warmed up to, I'm still not sold on it. I kind of feel like it's that, what is that show where they, like, undercover boss, and it's like, okay, how do we bring the fans back? How do we get these, you know, we used to expand the tracks, and now we're trying to give them more to get them to come, and, you know, something's got to give, because I don't know. Like, a lot of people will say, man, they're watching the IndyCar race, you know. Did anyone watch that sleeper of a NASCAR race? I'm like, nah, I fell asleep, sorry. But anyways, they're still great fun to go to and see. And remember, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our... Until next time, this Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.